It's important to not only use the maximum and minimum UH fields from individual cams, but also neighborhood probabilities of important UH thresholds from ensembles to help set confidence. We use neighborhood probabilities, which tell us the odds of a threshold being met over a broader area, rather than point-based probabilities, since we know one of the limitations of cams is that they do not provide precise forecasts for a specific location. We can compare probabilities to the max and min UH tracks to see where confidence in intense storms is higher or lower. In this case, we see low probabilities of UH exceeding 150 meters squared per second squared or being less than minus 70 meters squared per second squared in southeastern Kansas, but we know the maximum individual values from the prior slide are supportive of supercells. Thus, we can identify the southeastern Kansas area as having a conditional risk of splitting supercells developing in this case. The verifying storm reports indeed show that isolated severe weather occurred in that area.